All right, Tabitha, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Beis. So if you remember, again, we were speaking about yesterday, the Mechaber advanced the idea that man has two different parts to his persona. Man has the ability to be a social being, and man has the ability to be a solitary being. And those two identities are really based on the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Adam HaRishon, in his original state in this world, is levad, is all alone. And only afterwards is Chava and the children introduced into the fold. Excuse me. So then the Chava goes on and he says, we left off page Kuf Beis, second paragraph. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nata banu es hakoach shel halevad. God planted within us the ability to be alone, the power, the koach, to be a solitary being. And he gave us the following choice. Haim hishtamish bo b'makom hanachon, b'zman hanachon, amenas lihinotek mimisha tzarech, lihisnatek b'nefesh. And he gave us the choice. And what's the choice? Are we going to use it correctly, in the right place, in the right time, in order to disconnect from something that, and in a way of disconnecting to preserve my sense of spirituality? Or will God forbid I use this ability to be a solitary being as a way of isolating myself from others? And in a situation like this, a person only thinks about themselves, living within himself. So also you already see now that what the Mechaber is trying to do is highlight this idea that the ability to be a solitary being is perhaps one of the most powerful responses we can formulate to negative social interactions. When someone hurts me in a terrible way, there is this concept, again, how exactly one does this, we have not yet covered. But the idea is that in the middle of a negative social interaction, if I have the ability to essentially withdraw and kind of become that solitary being, somehow I have the ability to spare myself the negative fallout of that interaction. He goes on, he says, HaKoach shel halevad mitzad atzmo, the power to be a solitary being at its core is a positive koach. So remember, this goes in general with the idea that every koach, there's no such thing as a koach, as an ability or a trait that's inherently negative. Every single trait deep down, when you get down to the core, is going to be positive. The only question is, how do you use a particular koach? If you use it in a proper place, you have the ability to use it to build. But if you use it incorrectly, it has the ability to destroy. The ability to be a solitary being is something that a person has to learn how to use. When should a person use the power of being a solitary being? When I have a negative interaction with another. In those moments of negative social interactions, those are the times ultimately where I have to use the ability to be a solitary being and disconnect from the negativity of my circumstances. Shalom nizbar shatachlus be'emes lenatek es keshar gashi. Now the Mechaber says, be careful. Don't think that I'm saying over here that the goal is to disconnect emotionally. That's not what I'm suggesting. Kafish is kind of betchila. Yeshnam shlosha shlavim. What will say? The Mechaber, this sefer is operating with the basic three-pronged approach of the Baal Shem Tov, of Hachna'a, Havdala, and Hamtaka. Remember again, Hachna'a v'Havdala, the concept of Hachna'a v'Havdala, Inyanam Perut, are all about separation. Hamtaka, Inyana Achdus. So remember, we saw this earlier, that Hachna'a represents a breaking apart of the negative and positive things. Hafrada, Havdalah, means actively separating them. And Havtaka, which means sweetness, represents what? A bringing of them together. So the goal ultimately is Hachna v'Havdalah in Yonah Perud, Havtaka in Yonah Achdus. Listen to how important this is. Haperud, Hurak Shevil v'Derech Lahagia El Ha'Achdus Hasofis. Understand that ultimately the separation, and here, remember before we were talking about the separation of body and soul. Here the separation to which the Mechaber is referring to is what? Is a separation ultimately between myself and others. When those interactions become negative, there is a need for me to disconnect. But understand that Ha'Peirutu Rak Shevil V'Derech La'Hagia El Ha'Achdus Ha'Sofis. Just understand, the entire reason why I have the separation is why? In order to ultimately come back together. I mean, it's very important. When the Mechavis accept this idea, that if I'm having a negative soul, remember how this all started. The difficulty with negative social interactions is what? They can become all-consuming. And a person can become totally focused on revenge. A person can become totally focused on visiting hurt upon the other, even to the point of their own detriment. So therefore, posits the Mechaber, so what should I do? In those circumstances where I've had a negative social interaction, the best idea is to become solitary man, to retreat, to pull back a little bit. So one could, however, assume that the whole nature of pulling back is ultimately what? In order to remain a solitary being, says the Mechaber, no, understand that the whole idea of retreat is only that what? The whole idea of becoming solitary man is only that man could once again become social man, but in a healthier way. So the goal ultimately of the retreat is to advance. The goal of the pullback into solitary man is only at some point in time later on to once again become social man. Tamit ha-tachlis hu la-achid v'lo la-hafrid. One must always understand that the tachlis is always to unite and never to distance or never to go ahead and la-hafrid, to separate. Aval ha-emtsoi hu gam peirud. But sometimes a person has to understand that the way in which we ultimately go ahead and become one, the way in which we ultimately connect, is sometimes through separation. Ve'im kein ma she'iskarnu sha'avodas ha'adam lishtamish im koach hanituk shevenefesh habo. Therefore, that which we have stated, that the whole avoda of man is to use the power of separation that he has within, the ability to become solitary man. Zu einera tachlis. This in and of itself is not a tachlis. Hatachlis hi kimuvan lahagia li'avas hazulas. The tachlis ultimately is what? To come to love the other. Aval i'efshar, also listen to how profound this is. Aval i'efshar lafoch sina li'ahava ba'ofen yashir. But more often than not, you can't transform hatred or animosity into love in a direct fashion. Rather, Ela ayyidei talich beinayim hanikra havdala. Rather, sometimes the only way to convert animosity or hatred into love is first by creating a separation. Mehasina ha'adam yotze la'olam shalavad. From the animosity, a person is able to transfer into a world of solitude. V'kasher hu misnake mehasina. And the solitude affords me the opportunity to cleanse myself of the animosity of the hatred. In order that what? That ultimately, I will be able to open up a world of love, even to someone who has hurt me. So this is such a profound idea. So just to carry this through in his example. So I have a negative interaction with Reuven. And Reuven's really wronged me. This is just for illustration purposes. Reuven's really wronged me. And what's happened? I feel a great amount of animosity. And the truth is, it's earned animosity because, you know, there are times in life where you could be done the kaf sechus, give someone the benefit of that. But there are times like where people just do things that are objectively wrong. It's just wrong. He hurt me, upset me. So what happens? There's a danger here. What's the danger? That I can become so consumed by animosity that it overtakes my life. So says the Mechaber, what should I do in those circumstances? So here's where he posits that. What's the goal? Let's start with what the goal is. The goal is once again to create a harmonious relationship with Reuven. That's the goal, if possible. But given the present circumstances right now, impossible. Why? Because I'm so consumed by anger and animosity. So how do you deal in life when you are consumed by anger and animosity? Sometimes what you need to do is you need to retreat into yourself. Sometimes what you need to do is you need to disassociate from the relationship. Sometimes you need to go ahead and just retreat into solitude. Says the Mechaber, we have the ability to do that. Why? Because there are two parts to the personality of man. There's social man, who has interactions with others, and there's solitary man, who lives by himself. Sometimes the only way to deal with negative relationship issues is to at first what? Retreat into solitary man. Take a breather. Try to cleanse yourself from that hate by retreating into a world in which there are no others. But lest you think that the retreat is an ends, the retreat is not an ends. The retreat is a means. A means to what? A means to reconnect. Well, so you know, this comes up a lot. This often comes up in marriage, where couples may have a dispute. And what may happen, often what you have in marriages is you have one party that wants to talk everything out, and the other party that is happy to talk but needs a little bit more time to process. And so what happens? The party that wants to talk keeps on pushing the issue. Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk. The other person feels bombarded, doesn't know how to process. So sometimes when you have someone who needs a little bit of time to process, you have to give them the opportunity to retreat into their world of solitude. You have to give them the opportunity to become solitary men for just a little bit in order for them to process. Often what happens is the person who wants to discuss everything feels shut out when the person doesn't respond. But it's not an issue of being shut out. It's an issue of just giving the other person an opportunity to become solitary man to be able to process. Not solitary man because I want to remain solitary, but solitary man in order that I can once again become social man and reconnect in a positive way. All right, well, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up bottom of Kuf Beis tomorrow.
I can get your coffee. Okay. Black or sugar?